I would like to spend a few minutes talking to you who are unbelievers. That is to say, you do not trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord. You have not called upon Him. You have not asked Him to wash you from your sins in His precious blood. You have not asked Him to clothe you in His righteousness so that you might be right with God. I have some good news for you, some very important news, the most important news of all. God has commissioned me, as He has commissioned all preachers of the gospel, to speak to you and to give you the great invitation. Now, what am I talking about? My friend, we are all sinners. You are a sinner, and so am I. We are by nature under the wrath of God. And if we die without being made right with God, we shall perish forever. You will. And yet God, in His great love and mercy, for God so loved the world, God has sent His Son into the world to die for sinners, so that sinners might be right with God and not perish. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, came into the world to save sinners. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. You need to be saved, my friend. Only Christ can save you, and I mean that. It may not be politically correct to say it, but it is the truth. Muhammad and Islam will not save you. Buddhism will not save you. Confucianism, or any other ism, or any works, any law works, any rites or ceremonies. You may have been baptized, or so-called baptized, as an infant, sprinkled. You may take the Lord's Supper. You may attend chapel, your church. You may even stand in a pulpit and preach. But if you are not trusting Christ, you're still under the wrath of God and will perish. But God, in His great love and mercy, has prepared a great feast. Now, where do I get that from? Well, Jesus told a parable. That's a simple story that we can easily understand with a very, very deep meaning within that parable, that story. I'm thinking of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, and verses 15 to 24. The parable of the great feast. A certain man, a great man, made a feast. And he sent out his invitations. The invitations came to the people, but they began to make excuses. I bought a field. I bought some oxen. I've just got married. And I can't come. I can't come. I can't come. What they meant is, I don't want to come. So the servant came back, and he told his master, well, I've been out with the invitations, and they've all made excuses. Excuses, that's what it is, and they don't want to come. The great man was very angry, and he said, now go out into the streets, the alleys, the byways, anywhere, and find, well, the poor, the crippled, the maimed, the lame, the blind, anybody. And tell them to come. The servant did it. And this time people did come. And he went back to his master and he said, I've done what you said and many have come, but the truth is there's still some seats vacant. There's still some empty places at the table. What do I do now? And the master said, look, just go anywhere. Go out to the country lanes, the hedgerows. Find people anywhere and everywhere and tell them to come. What do you understand by that parable? Well, this is what I understand by it. God so wants and desires and loves to save sinners. He has sent his Son into the world and, as it were, prepared a great feast. Christ has died in the place of sinners. And God says to his servants, now go out and tell Tom, Dick and Harry, Doris, Jane and Mary, whoever, wherever, find them and tell them they are welcome to come and be saved from their sins and made right with me. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. That's everybody. Now you may say to me, well, I thought God was sovereign and I didn't know he had. You could talk like this about God wanting and desiring. Well, God is so kind and gracious to us, my friend, that he talks to us as though he were a man. This is how a man would speak. Now, God is not a man, but he so accommodates himself to us so that we can understand. And he says to us, I do desire. I am willing. I want sinners to come. He desires not the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked should live. Repent and live. God beseeches sinners, 2 Corinthians 5, to be saved. All day long he stretches out his hand to a disobedient people, Romans 10. And that's what Jesus told this parable for. He wants you to know that he is willing to save you. He is willing. He is able. The immediate meaning of the parable was that Jews were invited first, but they refused. And then said Jesus, I want the gospel to go out to the Gentiles. What it means today is I don't care whether you're listening to me in China or Russia, Japan, Peru, Australia, England, America, wherever you are. I know that my master says to me, tell them they are welcome to come and partake of this feast. Particularly, he says, in the invitation. Listen to the invitation. This is what the servant had to say. Come, for everything, all things are now ready. Come, for all things are now ready. Come. Now that's an invitation, isn't it? Come. But it's also a command. Come. Let me try and put the inflection in my voice. Is it come? Did you feel the warmth there? I hope there is warmth in my heart and in my voice. I want it to be. That's why I'm making this address to you now. I want you to come because God has told me that's what he wants. Come. But can you hear the command in this voice? Come. It is your duty to come. It is a command and an invitation. And I know God wants you to come. How do I know it? Because the parable tells us so. But look at the argument. Come for. There's a reason. God reasons with you. Isaiah 1, come now and let us reason together. That's what God says to sinners. He wants to argue with you, plead with you. As I say, he stretches out his hands all day long to you. And the argument is here. Come, for all things are now ready. ready. Can you picture the feast? Imagine it now as I'm speaking to you. The table is laid. The dishes are piled high with the fruits and the foods. The plates are loaded with the goods. The seats are there. All is now ready. Ready. Jesus ready stands to save you. All things, everything. Is there anything missing on the table? No. All things are there. The blood of Christ is waiting to wash you from your sins. The righteousness of Christ is waiting, ready to clothe you. God will wash you if you ask Him. God will clothe you in the righteousness of Christ if you ask Him. All things are ready. Do you know one of the greatest difficulties in dealing with unbelievers, dealing with you, my friend, is to persuade you that you have to bring nothing. You can bring nothing because you want to bring something, don't you? You'll bring your faith. You'll bring your repentance. You'll bring your good intentions, your good works. You'll bring this or that or the other. You've got to learn, my friend, understand this. God tells you everything is ready. He has provided it all. All things are now ready. All things. The most difficult thing is to persuade you that nothing in your hand can you bring. Nothing in my hands I bring. Leave it all behind you, my friend, and trust Christ only. And the last word, now. For all things are now ready. There's nothing in the Bible, as far as I can see, to tell you to come tomorrow, or next week, or 5 years. It's always now. Now is the day of salvation. Now. Now. There's a pressing urgency about it. Don't put it off, I plead with you. But come now to Jesus. Now you may say, well, if I have my name on the invitation, I would know it was for me. You wouldn't. I'm speaking in England. Say your name was John Smith. I wonder how many John Smiths there are in England. If I'm speaking to you in China, is it Mr. Yen? I don't know. How many Mr. Yens are there? The point is this. If I could say to you, John Smith, you are invited, you might wonder, is there another John Smith? You see, the invitation is to you. I've told you, go into all the world I am bidden and preach the gospel to every creature. God commandeth all men, that's you, all women. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. That includes you, my friend. And the parable tells us, very clearly, Jesus tells us, come, for everything is now ready. Don't make excuses. See that you refuse not him who speaks. Now, if you get an invitation, my friend, you can do one of three things. You can send back and say, I most willingly and gladly come. Thank you for it. And you can respond in that willing way. You can welcome the invitation and act upon it and come. Of course, you could say, I can't manage it. Or you could be more honest and say, I don't want to come. The worst thing you could do is chuck it in the waste paper basket and ignore it. That's what most unbelievers do. They just simply ignore this invitation. I plead with you. I urge you. I seek to persuade you. I command you, don't do that. In fact, if you don't want to come, may I challenge you to write it down and tell God that you don't want his invitation. You don't want his Jesus. You don't want to be saved from your sins. You'd rather have his wrath than his mercy and love. But I plead with you. I urge you. I press you. I command you. I invite you. Please, my friend, hear this invitation. Receive it. It is most warmly intended and meant by me, I might say, but by God himself. Jesus steady, ready, stands to save you. He pleads with you now, and he offers this salvation to you now. Come, you. Come, for everything is now ready. You may say, well, you don't know what I've done or said or been or what experience I've had. You don't know the way I've reacted to God. I don't care. God tells me, I don't care what sins you've committed. Come to Jesus now, and he will save you. Ask him. Believe. Repent. Turn to him. Cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want to sit down at this feast and partake of Jesus and be everlastingly saved, and you will be saved. Come, for everything is now ready.